100% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
Okay, more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Principals and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, 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 yo, hey, yo, good morning, yo, this is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad and I stay mad, I stay angry, I stay heated, I stay pissed off.
Tell them why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's going on?
Hey, tell them why you mad.
Man, I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. Dude, Envy, I know you can vouch for this, dude.
Uh-oh.
Why do the AAU teams be tripping?
What you mean?
When you whoop off, but you get these parents on the other side, you know, these kids. And they be straight clowning.
What you mean? What happened to you, bro? AAU is a basketball league that a lot of kids play from, I think, like third grade to damn near college. Like, what happened to you, bro?
Nothing. I mean, we went there, we went to another city, we went down there, and I guess clearly they thought, you know, because we was like the underdogs, that we were going to come in there and they were just going to whoop us like that. You know what I'm saying? So you know how the parents get. You know, you get in there, and you win, the parents want to run up on you. Clearly, when you look down the bench and look at me, you better run up on a lion than running up on me.
All right, man. Have a good morning. Now, if you don't know what he's talking about, AAU, he's talking about his son plays basketball, and sometimes you got to travel to different areas, whether it's Newark, Cleveland, San Francisco, L.A., and sometimes, you know, you got to deal with the parents. It ain't no this ain't no your kids play. It's the kids play, the parents play, and you might have to knuckle up or curse a parent out or two. It happens.
Sheesh.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Jukendra. How are you?
Hi.
You are too happy this early.
This is why I'm pissed off, right? Don't talk about the in general. If you talk about a real talk about me, I'm a real ass when my son gonna be big. His name Marcus Toussaint. He's
going
to Kittyland preschool.
Calm down. You can't talk about you being a real bitch and then talk about your son is 2 years old going to kindergarten.
Hey, let her live her truth.
Hey, don't be talking about dinners, dog. Don't be talking about the dinners, dog. My son be in the car and my son too, and he know how to do mind control, so you don't know what the that this is do.
Your son is a fan of the Jenners?
No, man, you, dog. You a fan of the Jenners.
What is going on?
You don't want me. I'm straight. When I got arrested, police was arresting me with my parents.
Yo, listen, you got to stop doing drugs so early in the morning, boo. Boo, you got to...
I ain't on no drugs, bro.
You got to stop popping pills, smoking weed.
Where are you from? I'm sending diapers over there right now.
My daddy's a plug in Haiti, dog. I'm Haitian, dog.
Oh, your daddy's the plug in Haiti. Got you.
Bro, he's a voodoo master, dog.
All right, can't do the voodoo. I can't do the voodoo.
Hey, God bless you, boo. We wish you nothing but the best. Even if you wish us the opposite.
What happened?
I'm going to send diapers over there. That's
what
all I know.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo, this is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad, I stay angry, I stay heated, I stay pissed off.
Tell them why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
I'm mad because I'm taking care of my daughter's kids, and she gives me no appreciation.
Granddad, you don't get no appreciation, Granddad?
I don't get no appreciation, Shalimar.
Well, first of all, my name's Charlamagne. Not Charlamagne.
I'm Charlamagne.
That old group you used to listen to when you was younger. But you're a grandfather, you're not supposed to get no appreciation.
I feel you. I'm just supposed to do the job. Take care of these babies and hold them down.
There you go.
All right, but we appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate watching y'all and listening to y'all. And y'all keep doing y'all thing. Big ups.
All right, Granddad.
Talisa, tell him how you mad.
My boss lets this guy get away with everything at my job.
Probably and having sex with him, that's why.
He does everything and anything he wants to do. He calls us names, called somebody a stupid effer, and he didn't get in trouble. Yeah, I got sent home. Because I didn't clean one pan when I got to work.
Oh, you work at a dry cleaner or something?
Yeah.
Well, I can see why you would get sent home for not cleaning clothes when you get paid to clean clothes. That makes perfect sense to me.
Tell him why you're mad.
I want to tell him why I'm mad. My little brother made me drive early in the morning when he need to be driving his damn self.
He's making you drive?
Yeah, he's making me drive.
Well, why are you doing it?
Because he went out last night partying. Then he got messed up.
Damn it, man.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Hold your brother down.
You're such a good big brother.
Hello, who's this?
Man, this Slim, man. Slim out of Florida, man. I'm pissed the hell off because these crackers got me over here on this house arrest since December, man. I've all been right. sitting on house arrest since December.
First of all, they're not crackers. If you want to call them the man, you can call them the man.
Second of all, the man.
What did you do to get on house arrest?
Man, they got a charge on me from 2014, got me fired from a job, got me on house arrest.
What did you do?
I can't even talk about it, man. It's too much.
See, so it ain't their fault. It's your fault. You the criminal.
It ain't my fault. It's their fault. Cause they came and got me from 2 years ago.
So what, you think if you did a crime 2 years ago, it don't count now?
They erase it.
They erase it?
They're supposed to.
No, they not. What are you talking about?
I thought it was a grace period.
Listen, no, ain't no grace period.
Listen,
man.
At least you're getting it over with now. You done. You ain't got to watch your back no more.
They don't even have a charge. They're not even telling me nothing. My lawyer, like,
like you lying, number one. Lying. And number two, at least you're on house arrest and not in jail.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, I feel y'all, but y'all keep it up. Hey, man, what's up, man?
Let me know when you can come out the house, all right?
I can leave out the house for you. I'll leave out the house right now. Okay.
You get your ass locked back. Have a good morning, sir. All right, that's Tell Them Why You're Mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset or you need to vent, you can call us. Now, when we come back, Amber Rose, when she stopped through in, she had a lot to talk about. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have a special guest with us this morning.
Yes, the woman that men love to their Instagram.
Sounds personal, Charlamagne.
Nah, Amber Rose.
Are you admitting something this morning, Charlamagne?
I know I haven't done it yet, but I mean, yeah. I can see why a lot of guys would do that.
I appreciate that, Charlamagne. Thank you.
That term, break the internet, I thought it was kind of whack when they did it with Kim, but when you did it on the balcony, it seemed like it was organic and spontaneous.
It was very spontaneous, yes. For sure. It was a fun day.
What was going on in your head that you were like, okay, let me just post these?
That whole weekend.
Drive everybody crazy.
Now, you must have just had a good workout or something.
I mean, it's Miami. You know, usually when I go to Miami, I'm in thongs or topless or just in a bikini.
Mm-hmm. And, but I never did that, though.
You're in thongs, Emmy?
Sometimes.
Okay. No, but my dear assistant, Benji, was just like, yo, let's just take some pictures. And I was like, cool. I didn't think it was going to be that much of a big deal.
Now, you get a lot of flack for being a MILF. And then showcasing your body. Mm-hmm. Does that bother you?
No.
It shouldn't.
It doesn't. It doesn't at all.
It never crosses your mind. Like, you know what? Okay, I am.
But sometimes you
do
clap back at people.
Because a lot of people go, because they say you're a mom and you got your tatas and booty out.
I'm a self-proclaimed MILF, for sure. Mm-hmm. Just because you're a mom doesn't mean that you can't be sexy anymore. You know, you're not a granny. Like, I'm 31. I'm still young. I'm still in my prime. Bash loves his mommy. You know, it's not a big deal to him. He's not even two yet.
Let's talk about your DMs.
Okay.
Oh, you gotta be crazy now. You're divorced now. They know you're back on the market.
Are you divorced now?
I'm not divorced yet, no.
Not legally, but technically, yes.
Technically,
no,
yes.
No, you're separated.
Yes, we're separated.
And at a point in time, it seemed like you wanted to work it out and get back together.
Of course. He was the love of my life. It wasn't over for me for a long time, but, you know.
Is it over now?
I cried it out. I cried a lot, like all day, mm-hmm. every day. I cried and cried and wanted him to come home. But, you know, he's young. He has a lot of life to live. And now that I'm done crying and all the girls, it doesn't bother me anymore. Now it's my time to live and date and meet
so
new
you're
people.
So you don't want him back? Are you past that? Or
I mean, I'll never say never because, like I said, he's the father of my child. And
but do you feel like you guys go tit for tat? Because you might do things that bother him as well, I'm sure, that make him upset.
I mean, after a long period of him doing a lot of things to me, yes, I did some petty because my feelings were hurt.
Right.
Because I'm a woman. I mean, it's just...
Like petty, like what?
Like dancing on Chris Brown at the club.
You was having a good time. I was,
but this is the thing, like... Chris Brown's family. He's like, you know, he's like my brother.
So it was like your brother that night.
Nah.
No, but it was like, I'm being petty, but it ain't with someone that I'm actually like potential to be with. You know what I mean? So it was kind of like just a little pettiness. I was having a good time. It literally was like a 20-second dance.
Would you take it back if you could?
No, it wasn't.
Jealous by smoking a blunt with Snoop. Snoop was shotgun.
Would you take that back if you could, though, and not have done that?
I didn't do it on purpose. Mm-hmm. It was more so like when me and Wiz were together, I would never do it at all. But it was like, I'm single. Like, I'm just going to have fun. You know what I mean? That's what I did.
Did you really catch Wiz having a threesome? Like, did you walk and catch him literally mid-thrust?
It's with two twins, right?
With twins,
there's
always two of them.
That's what I mean. Shut up. With twins.
You're an idiot. Hey,
you're not far from you. I'm serious, guys. Come on.
That's the way you're saying yes by not responding.
When something irrational happens to you, you then act irrationally. And that's why I filed for divorce.
He's allowed at least three hall passes. He can get caught cheating at least three times.
What if he...
Use them up?
Oh.
All right, we got more with Amber Rose. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Amber Rose is in the building, Yee.
Okay. Let's talk about you, though. Do you think that maybe you change and there's some things that you take responsibility for doing during the course of your marriage? That
for sure. I became a mother. I'm not at the club every night, you know, down in shots and... my priorities definitely did change, for sure.
Now, you got a lot of male best friends. Was that ever a problem for Wiz? Because Quincy, you know.
My baby. That's my baby.
That's what I'm talking about. He's a good-looking guy.
That's my baby.
Stuff like that. How can Wiz not be a little insecure?
Quincy's been my friend before I even met Wiz. So that comes with it. I mean, that's my baby.
Did you ever have to cut off people that you were friends with even before that? Like, okay, if I'm going to make this work, I got to stop being friends with certain people and just...
Well, anybody that I ever, like, kissed or had sex with, I definitely didn't talk to them anymore when I got with my husband.
But you have to send out one of those messages like, just so y'all know, I'm dating now, so...
For sure. I think everyone does that when they get into a relationship, just out of respect.
Some people just fade out.
And just... that too. But, I mean, I'm the type of person where when I really care about someone... Like, I'm like a serial monogamous. I can only focus on one person when I really, like, just care about them, so.
You keep it in good, though, because, like, even when Wiz was tweeting the other day and he tweeted, when the dude was like, yo, you should get your wife back, and he was like, no thanks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you text him like, oh, really? No thanks? Is that what you said a couple weeks ago?
No. I didn't because he was mad that I cut Sebastian's hair. I got
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
No, you should have did that, though. That's a dad's job. A dad's supposed to take his son to get a cut.
Okay,
that's the argument.
Amber knows more about haircuts than
Thank you.
All right, maybe you're right. Okay. Maybe you're right.
Clearly.
In this particular case.
Maybe you're right.
But that's why he was mad, because my son has a lot of hair, and he's a strong little boy. So I always try to deep condition his hair in the back when he lays on it, and he's not having it. And by him sleeping on it, it was starting to get, like, matted in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
Cam obviously wanted his hair to be long. I wanted his hair to be long, but the boy needed a haircut. I'm not going to walk around my son having a dread in the back of his head.
That's the problem.
No. I'm going to tell you what the problem is.
It's a relationship. You got to talk to me before we take our son to the
barbershop. I did, and he said no.
And you went anyway.
But my son was in pain, though. Pulling it was hurting him. That's my baby. I'm not going to see my son in pain.
That explains the tweet with when he said... a woman who would do something to a kid despite that kid's father is a foul creature. Everybody
right.
thinks, oh, Amber must have cheated or something.
Oh, it was a haircut.
It was a haircut.
Come on,
who would think that was such a big deal?
That's kind of petty, Wiz. That's very petty.
That didn't sound like
that. But, you know, you get petty when you still love somebody, you still care about them.
All right, shout out to Amber Rose. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Usher.
What do you do, man?
And this time he really is a special guest, man. Congratulations on the new album.
Yes, appreciate it, man.
Really enjoyed it. I know you put it out early on Tidal. I don't have Tidal, so I had to listen to it.
Why you don't have Tidal?
Because it's too many different things.
She don't support black business.
No, I'm going to tell you.
You better support, man.
Because I already have Apple. I already have Pandora.
Sure. If you have Pandora, you should have Apple. You should have Tidal.
Because I have too many already.
You just call it black people. You just say it.
That's not, I mean, I had these first.
You don't support black people. Just say it.
All right, fine.
Now, we was having the conversation earlier. Is Usher appreciated like he needs to be? For, like, all you've done in music, you've been around since 94.
Yeah.
Are you appreciated?
That's a question I can't answer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it obviously says a lot that I've been around as long as I have. But, I mean, I don't know if I do it for that reason. I do it to celebrate music. I do it to kind of celebrate the culture that I come from. I mean, and I've been a lot of places in picking up that culture. I started here in New York, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And from that, I made my reconnection with the South in Atlanta. And, you know, as it relates to R&B music and rhythmic music and the way that I do. You know what I'm saying? I try to bring everybody back together. Even when I kind of went off the beaten path and just start, you know, trying other genres of music in other space.
Pop.
Yeah, I mean, but that everybody does, you know. And the one cool thing about it is that I was fearless in doing it. But then that became, you know, a relevant thing for artists to do. It's a departure. But this album ain't about that. This album is kind of bringing it back to the center. You know what I'm saying? I made a conscious decision to go towards my own culture. You know what I mean? If I listen to radio right now, everybody sounds like Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even if you from New Jersey, Brooklyn, wherever you from, it sounds like Atlanta.
Right. That is a fact.
Now, let's talk about No Limit, the single.
Yep.
You released that. Did it catch on immediately?
Yeah. You know, it took a minute.
Then everybody wanted Master P on the record.
Somebody from No Limit.
Yeah, somebody from
Silk,
No Limit.
Silk, Mr. Cole.
Yeah.
Remix. Now, how was hooking up with P?
It was cool. I mean, it was cool to be a part of what P's working on, because now he's kind of doing a documentary around No Limit Records and just kind of what it is to be an entrepreneur in the South. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just felt like this is kind of like a tribute to you too in an odd way. The record wasn't about Master P. It just happened to use him as a metaphor. Mm-hmm. But why not put P on it?
You know, all our friends like Ghetto D, so it all worked out.
You like what?
Yeah. She said she likes Ghetto D. Yeah.
She like you like Ghetto D?
Yeah, we all do.
We don't all like Ghetto D.
The ladies, we all like that
you
Ghetto D.
Some of the boyfriends she had, you'd be like, yeah, she like that Ghetto D. Now, why No Limit, though? Because you are from Atlanta, so you have some historic labels there.
It was more South than it was Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? But No Limit, to me, felt like where we were at, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is, it's all about getting reconnected with the people, the energy, you know what I'm saying? And then I brought the dance to the table, because the record was what it was. But then to be able to just start moving again and dancing and celebrating the movement, you know what I'm saying? That's what it was more for me than anything.
You think it's too early in your career for people to be like, Usher still got it? Because you watch the video and you're watching you dance, you're like, oh, Usher still got it.
I mean, hey, you know, God rest the dead. They went through the same thing with Michael. They went through the same thing with Prince. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm 28. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it never hurts a little bit. A little pop lock. Just a little.
Yeah.
What is that you doing? That's what you call a pop lock?
That's like a seizure.
That's terrible. And you do have some songs on here that are very nostalgic too, which I see is really popular now with some of the newer artists kind of throwing it back.
In some way, I think that all of late 80s and 90s, you know, kind of gave me a little inspiration. Mm-hmm. But I had a departure, you know, just from music. I was just trying different space, just kind of working on different things and allowing myself to just be, you know, just explore as much as I possibly can. And then, you know, I started looking at some of the things that I was going through, and then I started using some of that as well. You know, that transition in life, you know, where you kind of look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, man, I'm a bit hard to love. I ain't been the best.
And your ex-wife put the new album, Hard to Love, is out. That title is perfect. She put that on Instagram this morning. I swear to God, I literally just saw it. I'm telling you.
But it seems crazy, like you guys are in a good space now.
We good, man.
Right.
Yeah.
You really think you're hard to love, though?
If you have ever loved me, then you have, you know, I mean, no, I mean, not to everybody, you know what I mean? But
like, we love your music, but if somebody's close to you,
you know what I'm saying?
It seems like you're very transparent in your music, but I guess guarded in real life, so to speak.
Not really. You know, for the most part, I just, you know, I kind of live with my book open. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, I'm there. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, by the way, on your star on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah, that was big. Mm-hmm. Was that a surprise? Because it seemed like it came out of nowhere. Just one day we seen a pick. I'm like,
I think they give you advance
notice. Nah, it wasn't a surprise. Like, they have to petition, you know what I'm saying? So the fans have to begin to, you know, start to go through the process of raising the funding. My fans are the reason that happened. Mm-hmm. And it could have happened, you know, years before. But I think that this was the perfect timing. You know what I'm saying? It's been really an amazing year, man. Like, starting with going out to Golden State and winning with the Cavs.
Right.
After an 11-year investment with them.
That's a nice little sneaky investment you got.
Yeah.
Is it sneaky?
Yeah, 11 years of sneaking, right?
You never thought that was going to happen, did you? Even in the finals, did you think the Cavs were going to win?
I think people only remember the success, right? So we kind of have now kind of abandoned the idea of what happened before, because Cleveland has now, you know, kind of made the full circuit that they all were hopeful for, you know. And when LeBron decided to leave and go to Miami, I was still there in Cleveland.
Did you burn his jersey?
No, of course not. You know, once again, that perspective of being hard to love, you know what I'm saying? But you know, hey, listen, now 11 years later, we got an incredible team, got a ring to go with it, and looking forward to an incredible
You get a ring too?
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you ever think about selling your stake in the team when LeBron left?
Nah. Not at all. Not at all.
Why? Just because it was important to be a black owner? Or?
I mean, as it relates to being a part of an incredible group, you know, don't jump ship. You know what I mean? And then when Kyrie came, I actually built a great rapport with him. But it served to be a good business. You know what I mean? It wasn't a decline in that way. You know what I'm saying? He was still just as popular and just as successful, and the efforts of the team were to, you know, rebuild. And then when LeBron came back, it just became a continual conversation about what we're going to do to continue to build the team.
The Knicks are going to win this year.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having that hopeful.
Now, you're playing Sugar Ray Leonard. How'd you prepare for that?
You know, just being a boxer. You know what I'm saying? So instead of kind of looking at it like an acting role, I just decided that I was going to put the gloves on and train like an actual boxer. I spent about a year. Eventually, Sugar Ray Leonard came and put the finishing touches on making sure that I understood exactly what happened in the two fights between he and Roberto Duran.
Now, did you spar?
Yeah.
You spar and everything?
You know, you can play basketball, you can play football, you can play baseball. You can't play boxing.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
You know what I'm saying? It's what you put in the ring, and you put them gloves on, you put the pads on, and you go for it. And I wanted to make sure I could handle myself, so I boxed with amateurs. I didn't just...
So they knocked you on your ass a couple times. They had to. A
couple times, yeah.
You've always worked out and been in good shape, though. I remember when August was up here, he was saying how, when he was on tour with you, how you kind of had to tell him, listen, you got to work out, get in the gym, be healthy.
Yeah. I mean, I end up being like a mentor to all my little brothers. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it is. I mean, if you're going to travel on that road, you know, and I did tell him. I showed him, too. Like, yo, this is that we do this, in order to, you know, keep it up, keep the regimen going.
All right, we got more with Usher when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm ready to stop when you are.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Usher is in the building.
Why have we never seen Usher go crazy? Because you've been around since you was 14.
Like, you I don't see let you see it.
Like, why have you never gone crazy? Because it wasn't the social media era or what?
I think that we all go crazy in our mind. It's a matter of what you choose to show. Social media, all of them kind of give you an opportunity to wild out a little bit. Yeah, y'all seen me in the steam shower.
We seen your penis.
Yeah, we seen it.
Why didn't see your penis? I saw a smiley face.
Well, you were looking at my penis?
Oh, yeah. I just was showing them the picture, too, again.
She was. I'm not going to lie.
It's a refresher.
You keep it in your phone?
Yeah, I was like, listen, I'm glad that emoji couldn't hide it, man. If you have an emoji over your penis and you can't see the penis, then
you
I don't know if it was like a shadow. I feel like I saw like pieces.
Nah, you couldn't really.
Looking that hard? You damn it.
You couldn't really see it, right?
There's some girth coming out the size of the emoji.
That's great.
How did that happen? Are you having a young OG moment? You know, sometimes us young OGs, you know, this new technology. We're like, oh.
He was doing a tour of the house, and then he stripped down in the steam shower in the sauna. He was keeping it real.
I was blowing off steam, man. You know.
Listen, if I get a link, Usher's penis is exposed, I'm going to look at it. Why wouldn't I?
Goodness gracious, ye.
Why wouldn't I look?
Nah, you know, this right here proves that, you know, cough syrup and, you know what I'm saying, and steam showers don't work. You know what I'm saying?
So you was
that ain't a good blend.
That's going to be the headline. Usher says he was high when he leaked his penis pic. He was on syrup.
Did you think it was funny, or were you like, oh my God?
Sometimes I use Snapchat or one of them to kind of like allow you to, you know, look at my life, my day. You know, that was it.
You said look at my...
My
what?
Day.
Whoa.
Damn, man. She's like, we started with Ghetto D. Damn.
Now, the theme of this new album, Regret. I think I read a New York Times article and it said that.
Regret? Yeah. Is there any regret with the album?
Yeah, like it says, you talk about being regretful a lot.
Nah.
I feel like he's more messing up, but you going to be with me anyway.
Nah, not really. I mean, it's been a process. Like, the album ain't about just where we are. You know what I'm saying? Where men are. I mean, if you listen to music and you hear the contrast, you hear the other side, you hear women talking about some of the things that men are doing, right? Mm-hmm. So men have to kind of go through this transformation where they finally get it, you know? And if you look at my life and, you know, a lot of this that I've been through and things I've done, it ain't been the greatest. So, you know, I kind of own up to it. I don't want no more rivals. I just want to kind of straighten it out, you know what I mean? And
a man's favorite phrase is, I'm a work in progress.
That's real.
What men always say when they mess up. They'd be like, listen, I'm just a work in progress, man.
But don't you love a dude who would just say that as opposed to lying and just like, nah, you reading it wrong. You ain't, that wasn't me. You ain't see it. Yeah, you got on it. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I think that that was part of the give back, you know what I'm saying? To make sure that men have that kind of record to make it a little bit easier to get over that hump of just having the conversation, man.
Right.
Now, yeah. You've always had a thing for older women, Usher.
Yep.
Why is that?
There's no reason. There's no logic behind, you know, who I've chosen to spend my time with. I like younger women, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had a variety.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but
when it comes to age, there's no limit.
I love
you're
that.
Good today.
There is a limit. Nah, there. I don't go too low.
I always wonder if it's because you started in the game early, so a lot of people your age probably couldn't relate to what you was going through. Maybe.
I mean, my first single was "Can You Get With It." You know what I'm saying? At 14 years old, what the hell did I know about any of it? You know what I'm saying? But nah, that ain't it. I just choose, you know, based off of who I know. I resonate with and I connect with. It ain't got nothing to do with age or anything specific. It's like if you connect with somebody, then you gel with them. That's it.
I love older women too. Patti LaBelle is my woman crush.
You like them pies?
Yes.
You want them pies?
Yes, I do.
He goes hard.
He goes hard for them pies.
He go hard for Patty. The point where Patty's son had to check him a couple times.
Patty's son checked me once. He was just like, please stop talking about my mama and this man. I'm like, bro, it's not my fault. Your mama's hot, bro. What do you want me to do? It's not like I'm being disrespectful. She's just hot.
How personal would you say this album is? Hard to Love.
I mean, the process was personal. You know what I'm saying? And kind of that transformation and me being open about being hard to love.
And hard to trust.
Yep.
So if you tell a girl that and you cheat, it's kind of on her.
Not really.
No.
It's hard to love ain't just necessarily cheating. It's just kind of getting through the layers of put all these blocks up when you go through, you know, life's changes. I went through a divorce. It ain't like I kind of have had, you know, 100% like great relationships all the way across the board. So with all of that, I made it very difficult for a lot of women. I was hard on them.
You kind of take the blame for.
Yeah, I took the blame for a lot of the things that I kind of went through.
Yeah, but what
I don't take all of it, but I can own my part.
But how do women trust you now? Because you're still Usher. You talked about your life on these records.
And you're saying you're hard to trust on the title track of the new record.
But you're still touring. You're still in the strip clubs. You're still. So how do they still trust Usher?
He's giving himself a window. He got a little door open. So if I mess up, I told you what I'm about.
No.
I mean, I'm just being honest for all men, not just myself. You know what I'm saying? Like I said,
don't
think
speak
that
for me. I'm faithful.
Okay. All right. Don't want no problem. But you are definitely hard to love.
Yeah, yes,
that 100%. Is true.
Do you think women don't take responsibility enough for our part?
I think y'all do. I think that you probably do more than you need to, and I think that maybe men don't necessarily understand how to say it. I think that we both speak different languages, you know what I'm saying? And we could be saying it very clearly and you don't get it. So, like, when you break it down to the most, like, the simplest common denominator, it makes it easy. It makes the conversation easy to kind of move through.
What conversation do you have with your son? Do you have a couple black boys?
Yep.
That,
why you say it like that?
That sounded
so like a racist. You sound so oppressive.
I got a couple of black boys, too.
A couple of young black men.
You have a couple of young black boys. They're not men yet. They're young boys.
Lord
they're
have
young
mercy.
Boys. They're impressionable.
How about just you have two sons?
So that's from the South. You did that boy thing,
that
right?
That hurt, man.
It sounded crazy. You got a couple of black
Christ.
Boys?
It doesn't. You have two young black sons, right?
Yeah.
What conversations do you have with them about everything that's going on? Because everything is so social now.
Ta-Nehisi Coates, he wrote this book. And he wrote a book to his son, and it then made me, you know what I'm talking about?
Between the World and Me.
Right. So great book. After reading that book, I then began to understand the reality of how important fathers are for kids right now. Mm-hmm. We have to be able to communicate with our sons and make them aware and prepare them for the world that is judging them. They're living in a different space and time, and while the reality that there is somebody out there who has the right to take your life. Mm-hmm. You should be aware that a situation can escalate, you know, and you should be responsible in that moment and stay alive. That's the whole point. Stay alive in that process.
Make it whole.
Now, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of anger. If you look at what's going on and the fact that nobody's able to stay the course, there's major conversations about what happens. We'll look on the news. We'll see what's going on with Trayvon Martin. We'll see what's going on with these court cases. And then it kind of dwindles. Babe, back to the next news thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's really up to us as men, as fathers of our children, to have that conversation, have those difficult conversation with them to let them know this is what has happened here. This is the reality of where you live. This is how certain people feel, you know. And my kids, man, they have many cultures of people that they not only hang out with, they know, they've been around the world, they've seen people, they've heard other people speak other dialects. So they're respectful of themselves and respectful of others.
I was going to say that because, I mean, me growing up in Queens, I'm sure you growing up in the South, it was nothing but black kids in our class.
Yeah.
But for my kids, it's a little different.
Yeah.
So telling them about racism, they're looking at it kind of different. Like, nah,
My daughter's the only black
Mikey's
girl in her school.
Class. Yeah, like Mikey is my friend.
In the whole school?
This
in
person,
the whole
so school. It's a little different to relate. Even if they go to your shows are so diverse.
Yeah.
So talking to them, do they really get it?
I mean, they're young boys, and they're growing to be conscious young men. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not certain, you know. And what I can say is while I have them in my care, I'm preparing them to be mindful men of the world that they live in and the reality of what their life looks like, to make sure that they understand their history, make sure that they understand what's not written in textbooks,
mm-hmm.
make sure that they understand who they are, where they come from, what responsibility comes with what they have. And it may not necessarily be theirs. They may be judged. It may hurt. Put off. Somebody may say something. They might call them a nigga, and they're white. They're like, where did that come from?
Right.
What if you say my nigga? What's up, my nigga?
Yeah, but that's where we headed. We're in a really, really odd balance right now. You know what I mean? I love them while I got them. As long as I have them, protect them as much as I can.
Absolutely.
Now, yeah. I always wanted to ask you, when you did Same Girl with R. Kelly, were you concerned that people may think that? Just go somewhere else real quick.
We're getting too deep.
Good segue. Yeah. Well, I mean, what a segue.
When you did that song, were you concerned that people may think that same girl was 13?
Oh, man.
Stupid.
Good question.
Is it?
Get out of here, man.
All right, well, let's get into an Usher mini mix. Let me know your favorite Usher joint right now at DJ Envy. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Usher is in the building. Charlamagne?
Now, can we talk about how you ruined Chili?
Ruined?
Because remember when she did the TV show?
How the hell I ruined Chili? How I ruined a grown-ass person?
And she had that long checklist. I said, this is Usher's fault.
Oh,
I said, this is all Usher's fault that she got this long checklist.
She happy now, though.
Yeah.
So you're saying she is dating Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon, yeah.
I don't know that she is.
Nick Cannon said in a freestyle that he first tried to holler when Usher was with Chili.
Oh, well. That was then.
Yeah.
You think I ruined Chili for real?
Did you see her checklist on what Chili wants?
Yeah, that checklist was
Chili
crazy.
Checklist was long.
But they dated a long time ago. I'm sure there's been other things definitely that's happened since, so it didn't have to be Usher.
And when the last time you interviewed her?
That ruined her.
Maybe
about a year and a half ago.
2.5 years ago, maybe?
Yeah. Did you ask her about it?
Yeah.
She said you ruined her.
She said I ruined her.
She didn't say that. She didn't say that.
I think she just said something like you had some growing up to do or something like that.
Well, that's part of the reason that I wrote the song, Rivals. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because I did have some growing up to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know that relationship served. You know, you kind of had these categories. You know what I'm saying? You got a reason, season, or a lifetime. That one didn't prove to be a lifetime.
You got an album out of it though. 10 million records sold. Mary J. Usher.
Mary J. Usher. This guy's an idiot.
So your advice to men: when you make your mistakes, own up to them, take responsibility, and learn from them.
Yes.
So
how about just not get caught?
How about just don't do it, Charlamagne, instead of just don't get caught?
I mean, if you want to deal with fantasy, cool.
But it took him time to get to that point, I'm sure.
Right.
To be honest. That
all men have their own timing, you know what I mean? And have their own things that we have to deal with. And women will never understand it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have a penis, so you don't understand it.
But we don't know that. We don't know that about you.
And you guys don't. When we might not necessarily understand everything
about
you.
My vagina, right.
So we're trying to figure out this connection between man and woman.
You got a Snapchat naked from the steam room, so you make sure you don't got no.
Shut up.
I'm gonna put an emoji.
Shut up.
And plus, right. You can always tuck it.
You
can always tuck it.
Nah. But I mean, it's something about that insecurity that men have that at times makes it a bit.
Now,
you have to begin to balance it.
That if you cheat and you don't get caught, that you shouldn't tell.
You damn right.
But some people feel like, man, I feel so guilty about this. I feel like I need to go to my significant other and be like, I made a huge mistake. This is what happened. So what's your advice on if you cheat and don't get caught? Should you confess or should you just...
Deny.
You speaking to the guy who puts it in his music.
Right.
I'm like a tattletale. I tell on myself.
No, well, you confess because you got caught.
If there's a baby involved or something, yeah. But
I mean, you can't really get around that. Eventually, she's going to see the baby. You know what I'm saying?
But people have said it. But people have said it's very selfish if you don't get caught to tell because it relieves your guilt, but then it makes the other person feel terrible.
I disagree. I think that if you're trying to move forward in a relationship, let it come from your mouth to the person that you want to figure this out, because there's a reason why you went through that. There's a reason why you had that moment. Why she or you? It ain't just guys either, by the way. Women on that too. You know what I'm saying?
That
more now than ever. You know what I'm saying? But
I knew that was gonna come up. Could you be with the woman who cheated on you if Grace is like, look, I made a huge mistake. It was just one time.
Cross that bridge when I get there.
Yeah, don't put that in there.
Usher, you got,
I don't put that out there like don't that.
Usher, you got money to hire a baby. You got money to hire a whole family. I don't want you don't sit here and hand me that. What's the biggest adjustment you've had to make in your 20 plus year career as an artist and man?
That comes with the territory. You're always making an adjustment. You're always listening to what music is. You're always kind of collaborating. I think that that's probably one of the hardest places for writers, producers to get when they, you know, because something about having a hit record makes you feel like you don't need anybody.
Right. Mm.
But collaboration is what gives you perspective. So when you begin to work with other people, then you go further. You know what I'm saying? And that probably is the hardest thing. Just when you finally get that, wait a minute, it's not just all me. It is collaboration. It is the people that are helping me understand and see things that maybe I didn't catch. Put in the work. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, you ain't gonna have the longevity.
And that's why your longevity is your live show, because there's people you can go see perform live and you're like, I'd rather listen to the album at home. But then there's people you see perform live and it's like, wow, that was a great experience.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're going to spend that $40 or $59, whatever it costs to go see your favorite celebrity. You want them to show up for you.
What do you think about people live show now? Because seeing you perform... Sometimes I'm like,
they don't work as hard as they.
I'm like, man, you perform, you dance, you.
Usher
sing,
always
dancing.
Practicing. First time I ever seen Usher was about 2 years ago at the iHeart Festival, and he walked in the room, and it's like a path cleared, and he danced all the way to the podium. Like you walked in the room to do press and danced to go do your interview. I was like, well,
stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. Nah, but I'm a bit disappointed
with live shows. Now.
I'm very disappointed with live shows. I'm not as disappointed for the creative directors, because they getting paid a lot of money to put the lights in it.
Now you discovered Justin Bieber. Is it hard for you to like pick another artist now because of the success Bieber had?
Success has a million fathers. There's a ton of people who were part of Justin Bieber's discovery. Scooter brought it to me. Ton of people. That's not necessarily the business that I have been in. You know, I've been more focused on continuing to keep music. And if I do hear anything, an artist, I'll pull them to the front. I might collaborate with them. I might help them and mentor them. I mentor more people than you would ever know. Any R&B artist, if you name them right now, I probably know them, mentor them, talk to them. I'm the Tory youngest Lanez. OG that they got. You know
Tory
what I'm saying?
Lanez.
Well, no.
With Trey Songz.
With Trey.
August.
What about Bryson Tiller?
Bryson Tiller, yeah.
Miguel.
Definitely Miguel.
Mm-hmm. Diddy did that for you, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's about, you know, the gift of the trade. You know, if you have some perspective, why not offer it? You know what I'm saying? Chris, all of them. You know what I mean?
All right,
make sure y'all follow Usher on Snap. Something else might slip out. You never know.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. The album, the 8th studio album, Hard to Love, out right now. And we appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Thank you all, man.
All right, it's The Breakfast Club. It's Usher.
Yeah, man. I'm falling.
The donkey of the day.
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey today. Coach Terry Brown, Kenneth White, and the 20 other goons who were arrested in Huntsville, Alabama recently after their trap house got raided. Now, I know you're thinking Charlamagne bandos get raided every day, B. In fact, you're probably sitting in one right now listening to The Breakfast Club, smoking a blunt, paranoid as hell. Salute to all the drug dealers who listen to The Breakfast Club. We appreciate your support. Now, the reason these brothers' house got raided warms my heart. It warms my heart because I can't stand to see Gigabyte goons. What I mean when I say Gigabyte Goons is I can't stand to see, you know, you real street N-words on social media, okay? I know Trap Boys got smartphones too, but I grew up in an era where you absolutely, positively, under no circumstances, talk about any street stuff on the phone. In fact, D-Boys now won't talk on the phone, but for some reason they think it's safe to text, tweet, IG, Snapchat, put their crimes on Facebook. Why people think law enforcement don't have social media, I will never know. But at this point, the FBI and DEA might as well just, you know, well, FBI might as well just stand for Facebook and Instagram. Okay, in fact, these law enforcement divisions should add you as a friend as soon as you post something incriminating online, okay, just so you know they coming. Can you imagine getting that FBI just followed you notification? Or that DEA just added you as a friend? Lord have mercy, cancel Christmas. But you dudes committing crimes on these platforms is making it so easy for law enforcement to do their jobs. And now Kenneth White, Terry Brown, and the other 20 members of the crew, they were all sitting around the dope house. They had all their guns with them. They didn't decide to do a rap video. No rap video with a bunch of guns in the dope house. That's so early 2000s. These goons had another bright idea to make that illegal distribution go digital. They decided to do a mannequin challenge. That's right. A mannequin challenge, but not just any mannequin craziness challenge. Okay, they decided to depict a drive-by shooting. And the video, which was posted on Facebook in early November, it shows a bunch of dudes pointing guns at each other, all in frozen positions. Madison County Sheriff's Office Captain Mike Salmanoski, I think you pronounce his name, he said the video prompted investigators to begin gathering evidence, and by evidence, they mean to share the YouTube link around the office. And then they secured a warrant after watching the video. They went to kick the doors off the hinges, and they found two handguns, a rifle, and a shotgun, along with marijuana and ammunition. Now, they arrested Kenneth White, 49, and Terry Brown, 23. Kenneth, you almost 50. And you still in the street committing crimes and doing mannequin challenges and posting them on social media. That's why the young boys don't know no better, because the OGs don't know no better. The most hilarious thing to me in this video is that it was 22 people, right? All of them had guns, but only two people got arrested, and they only found four guns. So if you do the thug math, it's 20 more people out there that didn't get arrested and 18 guns that still need to be confiscated, which means somebody had to call all these goons over to do a mannequin challenge. Now, usually when you round up 20 goons, you probably going to the club. When you round up 20 goons and tell them bring their guns, you going to war. Well, at least the way it used to be. Now when you call 20 goons over, it's to do the mannequin challenge. Imagine that phone call. Hey, bro, come through. Bring your gun, bro. It's going down. Because, look, man, I'm telling you, we about to take these niggas out, dog. I'm telling you who they think they playing with. Bring your gun, bro. Our mannequin challenge going to stop everything. Life as we know it has turned into a dramedy, ladies and gentlemen. What happened in Huntsville, Alabama, seems like something that would happen on Donald Glover's TV show, Atlanta. All you thugs, goons, D-boys out there, don't go chasing Instagram likes and YouTube views. Just stick to the cocaine selling and drive-by shootings that you're used to. Please give Terry Brown, Kenneth White, and the other 20 goons who got arrested for doing the mannequin challenge in Huntsville, Alabama, the biggest hee-haw, please. And investigators say they're still investigating, which means they're still looking at the YouTube link, looking at the YouTube video, trying to identify who's who on there so they can come lock your ass up.
Okay. All right.
Jesus Christ.
I saw all of that all over Instagram yesterday, the mannequin challenge that they were doing.
I thought it was creative.
What?
What's creative about it? I've just seen about 100 mannequin challenges with people pointing guns at each other.
Did you?
Yes.
I haven't seen that, man.
Acting like they either
robbing
somebody.
Has the mannequin challenge jumped the shark yet? Still in.
Everybody, is DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building.
What's LOX. Good? She's on the yak early.
Yo,
she cold out there.
Time. Yeah, no more time. I've been downstairs waiting.
No, he was actually the last one.
No.
Most people drink Starbucks in the morning on some green tea. She's on the yak straight.
Yeah, warmed up real quick.
Well, congratulations, fellas. It's
thank you, brother.
About damn time.
16 years.
Goodness gracious.
This is exciting, by the way.
Filthy America is beautiful, baby.
And from what we heard so far, we are really, really excited. It's great reception. We all like the songs that we've heard. We tried to get like a little advance of the album, but the link wasn't working.
They sent us the wrong password.
I got five records, though.
You got five?
I got five.
Dope.
Why has it been 16 years since the last Locks Out?
Because we couldn't own the master, Charlamagne. We ain't have a situation where we can own the masters. Like, right. And shout out to all the, you know, a lot of artists, a lot of
dope
producers,
artists,
a lot of
offered
CEOs
us deals.
Offered us deals, were interested in the Locks project throughout the years, you know, bringing things to the table. It just didn't make sense for us, to be honest with you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we know we all going to be on each other's projects, solos. We know we're going to do D-block work. We always going to support each other. But you don't want to keep doing something that you worked hard to get out of a situation to put yourself back in the same sort of situation. And you know what I mean? That's what the industry basically kind of does. So we kind of wanted to own our...
You get nervous for age, though? Because y'all get to a point, it's been 16 years, so you got to recreate the locks. You know, they know Jadakiss, they know Sheik, they know Styles P, but the locks, you got to reinvent
yourself.
They
don't really know the locks like that.
That's fun.
You know, yeah, it is fun. Plus, we've been out there. We've been doing, like he said, Wu Block projects and all kind of stuff. So we still, people be hitting us with like, yo, how's the reunion feel and all that? It ain't no reunion to us. It ain't no like, yo, I'm glad y'all getting back together. I never felt that way.
How is the Roc Nation deal structured that you guys felt like that was a great situation?
Partners with him. Mm-hmm. With the situation. Like he said, owning your masters and all that. You know what I mean? Getting your proper money off your streams and all that. All that good stuff.
Mm. Well, title exclusives.
Yeah. All that.
Well, what's the difference between, like, I guess D-Block, the locks, or even when y'all just individuals working on each other's projects?
There's a lot of people with D-Block, like artists that, you know, we're trying to put out and all kind of stuff like that. The locks, you know what it is. Mm. Yeah. That's for D-Block. D-Block is like a cult following with a lot of group homes and jails. And unfortunately, like a lot of like our fans are
like that's our outlet for dudes like Nino Man, Fortez, Chris Rivers, Snipe
Mox,
Life,
all them guys.
Moxburg, like, you know what I mean?
That's, it's like these, extended family.
Yeah, it's our extended
family.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like when we was coming in the game, we understood as the locks, like, you know, from going through our situation that you don't just want to always be the artist either. Like, you want to have something where you can say, this is mine, I'm an ownership of the label, or, you know, however it goes. But you want to put yourself in a position to be all right somehow, somewhere down the line.
I feel like with the What Else You Need to Know record, you guys answered any age-old question that a blog or interview could possibly ask in that record.
All that, because we get... Did you hear the skit before on the album or not?
No, I didn't hear the album. I just heard the song.
Yeah, same. It's you know, you'll hear. It's a reporter asking them kind of these questions, and we going in on them. But, we get the same questions.
I mean, y'all opened up a lot on that.
No,
show.
It's some things y'all said that I never knew.
Stop,
like,
talking about poking people, and I said, good.
We knew they stabbed people. Yeah. Stop. But I didn't know that you thought the Benjamins was whack.
Yeah, when I first heard it. I told the story, like,
took us a while,
coming into the studio, and him and Missy, Puff and Missy, was in there listening to it. And all three of us walked in. It was like, and that was when Missy was doing the with all that. I didn't really know who she was.
Right.
She had a song with
Gina Thompson.
Exactly. And, you know, she dancing in there. And I'm like, who is this girl? She was like, yo, you spit right here. Let me hear some verse. I did a Strictly trying to, it wasn't even for that joint. Mm-hmm. She heard all of us. And she was like, yo, you going to write his verse. You going to say that. And you going to do this and that. That's how the song came about. Mm-hmm. We thought it was for us, for our record. We was like, all right, we'll put it to the side. We'll see what happens.
Man, so she just took control of everything.
She might not have remember all that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So she was the co-producer on the Benjamins?
Well, she
was in that room.
She was in that room, but she probably didn't get no credit.
So all of y'all thought it was whack or just the Sheik?
I didn't really like that beat.
One of our, if not the biggest record, would you say, of our career?
One of the biggest records in the history of our history, period.
Now, still you did secure the bag. I like that song.
Y'all got one? That's one of your five?
That was out already anyway, too. So we could have got that.
Yeah, I didn't really like
But Charlamagne didn't like
secure
it.
The bag is dope.
I like that gritty, breathe easy, the joint I was just talking about. What you know? I like those. The secure the bag sound like
new current, young boy stuff.
But I like when people can keep it true to like how they came in, but also just evolve and do other things too, and show that they know what's going. You know,
well, we introducing ourselves as the lock, so we can't come in saying, you know, as off strictly off the vibe. Like, yo, we from the 90s, respect that.
Right.
Like, you got to respect the young boy. This day time, if they got a certain kind of music, we're going to remain us on it. But you got to do a joint or two, you know, respecting the times.
Did you guys let your kids hear it?
And other joints.
You guys let your kids hear the album and be like, what y'all think about this? Because I know everybody's like in school.
Yeah, I swear my son just said, Dad, when I'm going to hear the album, I gotta get it. The hard album. Yeah. I'm bringing it home. Everything's so digital, I don't even have it. Maybe like, yo.
Now, kids, your son in school down south, so what do you think about the records?
he doing a whole bunch of other stuff down there, spending money. But he probably call me tonight or tomorrow and try to do his
review?
Yeah.
Executive producing thing.
Clark Atlanta TMZ review.
Now, Styles, the statute of limitations is up. You said on the joint you bought kilos with the Bad Boy Advance.
Yeah, yeah, we did.
That's
part of the story, the book and all that.
You got a book.
I mean, eventually going to do a book and a movie, but that's definitely that happened. That's 100% fact.
Cause you know most people they get into rap and they're like, oh, we rappers now, we good. Y'all took it right back.
We was going to be good, but we just had to.
Good, but you,
flip
when
it
you
a
ain't
little.
Sure, and you know you're already doing something, and then you got friends doing it, and it was a business, like a business we did for years. Like we worked jobs and had stock jobs, so it was always just
that
like
was
a,
fresh though. That was early, guys. I swear to God, I remember when we couldn't do whatever no more. It was getting to that. That's when you'll see and all that came out, and we couldn't. It was popping off. Like, and it was like, yo, we got dead.
Like, after we popped, though, when we was getting real popping, it was like, you know, this would be stupid to be.
I kept it up a little.
what album, though? What album did y'all be like, all right, we good. We don't got to do that no more.
Kiss might have stopped like 2 years ago, but.
What album? I don't think it was an album. It was like a matter of songs and cameos and videos.
No,
and
the momentum just picked up so much. It wasn't.
When we got show for that. When we was doing mixtapes, I went and got packs again. Let me keep it 1,000.
Wow. Did y'all ever have a discussion?
Mixtape thing, like
during the whole Let the Locks Go campaign?
Yeah, there was no contracts, and then you got to eat. You know what I'm saying? You already started a lifestyle.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building, The Locks. Now, Yee?
Who came up with the title "Filthy America"? It's beautiful.
Collectively, we was.
I remember walking in, and you and Styles was talking about it, and I was like, "Yo, that's beautiful. It's beautiful."
Was y'all having a discussion about like the election and all that?
Definitely.
It's life in general.
Over all
the election
time.
Definitely plays part of it. Yeah. Part of it, but
it's not a political project as you see.
It's not political. Yeah. It's not a conscious album. It just really plays onto the how we live day by day and the things we go through and see. Like, you know, it's definitely a beautiful place. Like, we in the room right now. It's black people, white people, all kind of people.
The studio's
cool.
Filthy.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful vibe. If we were smoking, we could smoke together, drink together, have good conversation. That's a beautiful thing. But if we leave and certain things happen, we all get pulled over, it's going to be a different story for each one of us.
Absolutely. Right?
Black people going to get treated different than the white people. Now, that's a filthy thing. But it's beautiful, the fact that we could get along and we could talk, you know what I'm saying, about
socialize.
But and then, like, sometimes you come to work and you don't say nothing about the things that happen. Mm-hmm. You're, like, looking at a coworker, you know, it's tension in the air. You know, you got different political views, different life views, but you just keep going on, like, and don't even talk about it. That's a big problem.
On that note, if Jada did Why right now, I'd be like, why? I would want you to ask Kanye, why'd he talk to Trump? How'd y'all feel about that?
A lot of people's going in on Kanye. You seen John Legend?
Mm-hmm.
You seen Kanye? I don't know. I mean, I pray for Kanye, whatever he's going through, if he's even going through something, if he's faking, whatever it is, you know, I pray he just get back to making that music that we love him to make and put all the other stuff aside.
Right. Now, who was the toughest to work in the studio?
Hold on, I want to know Styles thinks of the Kanye Trump thing, too. Styles.
Yeah. I had a lot to say about that, but not much. I think it's, you know, I think we give people too much power. Why do we really, you know, Kanye, he's a musician. He's a hip-hop dude. He's not political. Why do we care about no disrespect to Kanye.
Ray Lewis and Jim Brown was with Trump, and they didn't get that much attention.
Really so important. And then on top of that, if y'all was the world, everybody was saying he was insane last week and his mind slipped and all of that. Why is his people letting him go speak with Trump? Why do we care about what he's saying with Trump? Everybody, why does Trump even want to meet with him? You gotta look, it's like a big circus.
But he's been supporting Trump.
You gotta pay attention to what's real. Like, that might have been just a whitewash, or you ain't paying attention to what's going on in
the other thing happened, right?
And
right.
other places. Like, so we gotta be real careful about what's going on and just pay attention all around. But stop
your head up, eyes and ears open.
Kanye ain't our president. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's
no disrespect, but he ain't the president of hip hop. He ain't president of black people. He's a great entertainer. He makes great sneakers and stuff, and we love his music. Why does him meeting Trump call for so much? Either way, like, even if he, because, you know, Hillary is a piece of crap to me, too. No disrespect. Respect to me. You know, I watched the 13th. I was part of the super predator. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I know how many black people y'all locked up. So it's like we be sleep all the way around the board. Mm-hmm. Like, we better start fighting to make sure the right people's in there, period. Like, why we got to keep picking from bad choices?
You believe in voting?
No. Don't give me
I ain't getting into this with him, man.
Please, no. Americans, beautiful in stores
right now.
We love all supporters of our music.
Because
you believe in voting, G?
Yeah, you're supposed to vote and voice your word and everything, man. See, I know.
I believe in voting, too, though.
Yeah.
I can see both sides.
Yeah, man. There's no way I'm not going to tell my kids or whoever. Don't. I don't care if it's in school or so.
I used to be with you.
I know.
I used to be with him.
So at least if you
ain't voted for Obama twice,
Sal's gonna come up with some reason why you shouldn't. Every year, no matter who, what, or why.
Yeah, I'm gonna come up with some because you're giving me, you're telling me you're giving me two bad candidates. Like, you gotta understand, like, we acting like Trump's the worst in the world. He is a horrible dude. He's a piece of crap.
Not voting is voting for Trump, man. Not
black
voting
black
is voting
people.
For Trump. Not
this ain't
doing
a myth. We ain't making this up.
I'm excited
about
that.
Numbers I got in the book stuff, of locking man. Black people up. Like, why don't we ain't make sure somebody good? I just say,
you're
like,
right.
In the comment thing, I just say, government shouldn't run the people. People should run the government.
Facts.
Like, it shouldn't us be like, yo. Like, that's like saying, like, with anything in life, with anything else in life.
Oh, man.
Say you're a bachelor, you got two women. They both pieces of crap. You ain't gonna take neither one of them. Ladies, vice versa. You got two people, you go to a place.
But it's
two
not like that with not
they
voting.
Crap,
it ain't
right?
Like either way. You're gonna get one of them. Whether you got
that's because you got them.
You're gonna
they
get
telling
one of them.
You got them.
You keep saying that she, whoever won
who
this,
told
votes,
you you
this
got
and that votes.
You just said you got them. Why you got them? Who told you got
everybody
them?
Everybody that said the protest, I guarantee they ain't do. They
Yo,
stayed in bed, man.
The popular vote.
Now you protest.
Hillary
stayed in bed the whole time.
We in D Block Studio.
How much numbers did Hillary win the popular vote by?
2 million.
That shows us that all of this conversation we having, the people voted for Hillary.
That's
the
a
electoral vote, which is how many votes?
350 or something.
270.
Yeah. All you need is 270 to win or something like that.
270 to win, I believe.
Something like that. How does 270 overpower Matt Millions? Like, come on, man. That's not
if
even
you're
common
gonna
sense,
complain,
like,
do something
me,
about it. Kiss, if you're gonna kiss. Complain, do something about it. I hate
I
when
can't.
People complain.
You can't.
People
everybody
complain
wants,
all day long and don't do
the
nothing
system like you.
Kiss, what do you say?
Yeah, I know.
Truth in America.
Yeah. The album, Kiss.
So maybe we need a new voting system.
Like, you telling me millions of people who voted, citizens, who live all across the land, vote didn't matter more than 200 or 370 people. Who the hell are them 370 people that they overpower millions of people?
Yo.
Like, come on, dog.
Yo, even... All right. Even when you come up with something dope, you going to come up with a dope plan on why voting should work, your system, he going to find something in that... Like, why you? Oh, I'm sorry. You gonna find something in there? Why you shouldn't?
So kiss.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, one last thing. I was doing
this album during this political.
We always when we used to see Kiss and Styles doing the back and forth.
Yeah.
We always wonder why Sheik wasn't on that.
That was around them times.
He was in Whitney Young Project.
That's what else she needed to know, Charlamagne.
Yeah. I missed them doing other things, and you know.
You said the J Lo record.
It was a wild
John
boy.
Somewhere else.
Yeah, man.
Sheik was a wild fella back then.
Yeah.
What was you doing?
You know, other stuff.
Man.
And then, I missed them joints. And I ain't feel no way either for some reason.
Mm. For some reason.
So they call you, like, I'm in the studio with J-Lo. Where you at?
Nah, didn't call me.
Oh, okay.
With that joint.
You ain't gonna do that. Yo, belly line.
Y'all didn't call him? No, Luke called him for anything.
He's not.
But that was a that was a different time.
Person, but he's antisocial. He's sociable, but antisocial.
Tony Dorsett could come right here. Lucha dap him up, all that. Who was that?
That's definitely me. But you the same way, though.
I talk.
You got a little better, but you used to be 100% worse.
I mean, I talk to the people that talk to me. I ain't gonna just come out and give you my sweater if you ain't cold.
Give you my sweater.
You ain't cold.
So would y'all say that Sheik wasn't taking it as serious as y'all back then?
No. I'm gonna answer that. I wasn't taking it as serious as they immediately had solo plans to do this and that. I don't understand how much money
this guy got.
They was always talking about like solo stuff, and they had them other plans with that kind of stuff. I was like, I'm good with just the locks. Until my homeboy Hit was like, yo, go up there. I'm telling you, they want to hear something from you. So, you know, I did it, and it just popped off, man. But
So I thought Jadakiss was always the late one and one that didn't want to do anything, but it was actually
you. Nah, man, he was the
first
rapper.
That's how you look at Jadakiss?
Damn.
That was harsh.
No, you know why?
The late one, the one who doesn't want to do anything.
Kiss was the last
Nah, they say it is your fault that Freddie versus Jason not out. Fab said that himself.
Fab said his part's
Fab
all
was
done.
Like, yo, getting Jada in his
point
crazy.
One finger at somebody, three pointing back.
You remember when we did the Freestyle Friday? Kiss used to send the record 30 seconds before the record was supposed to come on.
You know why? I got wild stuff to do, dog.
It was his idea to do the Freestyle Friday.
And then I needed to be right.
Right.
It's good, though. It's beautiful.
All right, we got more with the locks when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got the locks in the building. Charlamagne.
What are those conversations like at Roc Nation, though? Because y'all have had classic hip-hop beefs. Y'all even talk about them on the new record.
Long conversations, especially with Hov. Like, he could go for, like, a while just chopping it up and reminiscing and telling us why we should move in a certain way and this and that. Smart guy, but it'd be hours up there chopping it up.
It's interesting.
Because everybody respect each other, too. It ain't like we coming in as little guns.
It's old.
Yeah.
But it was really real with y'all, though. Like, even when y'all talk about the record, y'all wasn't just rapping. Like, y'all was really fighting.
Riding with
y'all had guns, exactly.
That's why I swear I was listening to you one day, listening to all y'all. He was like, yo, that ain't no real beef track. Or that ain't no real diss record. Like, people calling these. I hate when they make them, like, the what's the one? What's the recent one? With Wale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Wale
and Cole. It's different than when we was
Wale and Kid Cudi now?
Oh, no.
Wale and Cole.
Jack
Cole.
I thought it was about Kid Cudi and Drake.
Not to dwell on that, but it felt like they was just voicing their opinions.
Like
that wasn't
a fence. Like
I said that wasn't even a diss record.
Nah, they
was
fencing.
That's what it was.
The media didn't make it into that. That ain't.
It was fencing.
There wasn't no words that we used to hearing in them records.
It was respectable. I mean, that's their background. I think it made sense for who they are.
It was very respectable.
It seems like now there's limitations, though. Like certain things you say and people get very upset. Set if you
social
take
media
it too
took
far.
Away from your originality in the studio because all I thought you would have put into that song, some of it's going to memes and videos and this and that and things of that nature.
I never remember hearing about you having a beef with Trick Trick either, Style. So you said it on the
we
new
low,
joint.
We had a low, had a low, had
a little brawl out there. In the
I never heard that.
Yeah, absolutely, a long there. Time ago.
We ain't win that one either.
A lot of Epsom salt, a lot of alcohol.
But it was almost put me to sleep. I was like knocked out on my feet for a few seconds.
Now that's the story where they booked y'all to a club and then
Wood stayed out.
Nah, we had a show. Then we was at an after party, and then we chilling all that. Then on the leave out, I get in the van. I hear all type of alarms and cold tens and yo. They fighting with Trick Trick, man. I got to go back in the club, and then it was crazy. It was all his man's security versus 504. It was a crazy outnumbering. It was like four of them on each one of us.
But it was respect because they could have killed us.
Yeah.
They went another way in that parking lot.
They were strong. We could have not made it to the plane.
We
could have sat around at the telly. We could have never left Detroit.
It was a nice rumble. It was love.
Shout out to the D-Dog. Of course, guess who missed that? I wasn't there.
You wasn't there?
I wasn't there.
You wasn't there?
Nah, it was a good thing I wasn't there.
I would have did a little better if Luke was there.
Because y'all don't never roll heavy anyway. Did y'all roll heavier back then?
No, we just rolled the same way.
You know, his man almost put me to sleep.
Was it over, though? That was
my man, Bop. I'm holding him. He's wired.
It's almost never with the artist, y'all. It's never be with the artist. It's always entourage. Always.
He bumped into
somebody.
Never
really the artist doing nothing.
I tried to apologize for him while I'm holding him. Like, yeah, now my man Saucy Bomb, he cocked back. I thought he was going to snuff him. He snuffed me.
Way of the gun.
Yeah. I was like this, out on my feet, but with my hands up, just looking. Then Wood came and held me. Well, my man stayed, and we just started scrapping, and it was all big bodies and hard hitters. And my ribs was hurt, my back, neck.
We got back to the hotel.
It was crazy.
It was wild grunting. And
Damn, he threw me down a flight of steps. I landed on my feet.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know how I did that. It was crazy.
I'm sure y'all squashed it out.
Yeah, how'd the problem get solved? Like, it's just
I seen him in Puerto Rico one day.
Did too after Trick?
I seen him in Puerto Rico one day.
Trick?
Yeah.
Okay.
We went over there, we chopped it up, and that was it.
You know what I mean?
Because it wasn't no real beef or nothing.
Nah,
because
I respected it.
Miscommunication.
I respected being able to leave the city.
Hell
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
But
they follow, you know, people follow your van and you know, whatever.
I didn't like
do
the stories that was leaving.
Because
I left on my feet. Like, you know what I'm saying? I definitely lost.
Walked out.
I definitely lost. I definitely was hurt. I definitely didn't have the upper hand at no point. Not one point did I have the upper hand. But I left out conscious on my feet, swinging.
No lumps or none of that.
No, none of that. And they thought I could scrap the people who see me like, yeah, yo, ah, yeah, yeah. Like, you know, so I was feeling good, but
I wasn't feeling good, so.
We had a lot of them situations, y'all. Word. God is good that we made it.
I
missed that one, but
we
you know,
had a lot of hands-ons and like,
yo, you believe it or not? Like, yo, my first time meeting 50 was at the concert that he threw, the peaceful joint that
Randall's
he threw.
Randall's Island.
Other than that, you know how much we went at each other and we never
crossed,
never
seen each
ever.
Other.
It'd be
yeah,
like that.
You said on that record, y'all would have went at it if you didn't.
Hell yeah. Back then, it was all of them. Beans and them, you name it. But, you know, the grace of God, we didn't cross no paths ever.
Like
I don't know if it was meant to be.
There would have been no guns involved in that.
Y'all always used to fight.
Not with the Beans joint on the record. You said you had yours. Involved. Yeah, they had
that. That was guns involved. Hell that yeah. Was really somebody would have went down.
Yeah.
See, it's good to be able to tell the tale.
Yeah, right, right. You hear to talk about it. That's right.
Love the playing of it.
And that got to do with, if we just backtracking about how y'all's calling stuff beef right now. It really
just
ain't.
Stay peaceful.
Really
ain't.
It's peaceful.
Way.
It's pretty cool
peaceful,
now.
Man.
Yeah. The battles that you hear,
don't
right?
Don't waste your time, man. It's
gonna
get your money, man. Pay your taxes.
Do it like
it's a
that,
waste
man.
The time, my brothers. Grease your feet. Young fellas. You
I'm 56 years
that.
Old, God. I ain't going to jail right now. You're supposed to bend it, Dad. I ain't going to jail right now. Come on, man. Imagine starting right now doing your bids.
By the way, you
terrible.
Know everybody going to say, Sheik 56.
Yeah, 56. Yo, I ain't going to jail right now. People starting their bids now.
Yeah, it seems like y'all in the perfect position. Y'all get utmost respect for the lyricists.
Facts.
Y'all got money. Y'all good. Like, what else is there?
We beautiful. Family is good. Kids is good. We good.
And y'all still look the same as you did.
And we look better than some of these young
dudes. That's that juice ball flow. That's that juice ball flow. Segway, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Juice is for life.
Let's talk about the juice bar.
Let's talk about it.
Since you brought it up. We didn't bring it up. Since you brought it up. Now let's talk about the juice. How did you get into juices for people that don't know?
Coming off the road. Life.
Coming off the road, you know, eating wrong, drinking, smoking.
1/25, me
about,
and
yeah,
Nye.
Shout out to Nye, like,
shout out to Nye.
Yeah. So
shout out to Lee.
Shout out to my partner, Nye.
Zeb.
You
Gangsta.
Know what I mean? He had Fruits of Life in Harlem, and we just get off. That just be my hangout. Start learning about it. Start incorporating healthy things in my life. Like Lou said, nobody want to go to jail. Yeah. I experienced jail for doing a bullet as an entertainer, and I was like, something got to just be smarter and get smarter, and I just wanted to take care of myself better. It's bigger than
to be here,
it's bigger
baby.
Than the money, the jewelry, and the making it rain, and the look,
absolutely.
And the vibe, and it's lit every day. It can't be none of that if you ain't got health, so we got to keep each other on point, get health. Like, we're going to get high, drunk, party.
And it's entrepreneurship.
So balance out.
I like seeing you and Ye and MB have y'all joined.
Can we sit down?
I got four partners.
Can we sit down?
Yeah, can we sit down?
Sit down so we can extend it South Carolina.
Me and Kiff been talking about this for 2 years, by the way.
Yeah,
and I'm like, okay, Kiss.
He's putting
we started talking
hold.
About it. Now Envy and Ye and Styles got it. What were you doing?
We making our mark this year, Charlamagne.
You already announced it. You announced it 10 months ago.
Nah, so I'm just prepping the people. You got to prep the people. You got to prep the fruits. There's a lot of prep.
You know it's a lot of work in this.
It is.
It's a lot of work in this.
It's a lot of work
in this. And a lot of people, like, every day, like, I'm not, let me tell you something. I love money. I love nice things. I'm not nowhere near financially where I want to be in life. Every day somebody calls me, got the bag for a juice bar. Got the bag for a juice. I got to, you know how simple it'll be for me? Boom, just take the bags. Take the bags and open up things. It's really not about that. Like, I don't really want to sit here and be preachy, real preachy.
Yeah.
But some, like, we in a line of working in a business where we dying and we don't even say nothing about dying. We care about Ye being with Trump. Whoever did this on social media, nobody's saying, like, yo, we dying from cancer.
Childhood
we dying
obesity.
From obesity. Mm-hmm. We dying from high blood pressure. Like, we ain't got to talk about it all day, but some point of the day, we got to care about this health. And we got to care about these babies in our communities.
Absolutely.
Like this, and our parents and our elders. Like, it ain't, because we don't got health insurance like that. And we don't go to the doctor like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we, you know, we buy nice things and we like nice things. So, we gotta incorporate this. Like, we have to. It's like mandatory, all of us. And it ain't just about juicing, it's about being healthy and smart period. Like Lou said, it's about telling the youth, yo, you don't want to go to jail now. It's about telling somebody, yo, eat right. Telling somebody, be aware of cancer. Telling somebody, you don't want to go to jail. Learn your publishing. Pray, meditate, eat good. Whatever you got to do, just do something good without your day and try to push it forward a
little bit. It's hard talking to these young man.
You know?
And it's not all about
money. They
going
to put
the money
to their head.
Nope.
It ain't.
And answer the phone with the money. No health insurance. It's hard talking to the man.
You say that money is collect.
Yeah, man, ain't your money. That's a collect call you make. Put that money to your head, man. Come on now. They ain't got no health insurance for doing that. Yeah, that's crazy.
No dental.
Enough said. It's the Locks. It's the Breakfast Club. We're going.